Federal judge to block California gun law provision describes it as tyrannical. A federal judge says he will block a tyrannical provision in an incoming California gun law because it would have the chilling effect of discouraging people from challenging the statute in court. Judge Roger Benitez said in a San Diego courtroom on December 16 that he would soon issue an injunction halting part of a state law scheduled to take effect on January 1, 2023, according to the Associated Press. The offending provision would require those who fight the state's gun laws to pay the government's legal fees should they lose in court. It was heavily promoted by California Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat with presidential ambitions. The case, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of California, is Miller v. Bonta, Court File 22 CV 1446. The lawsuit is one of many now pending in courts across the country after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in June that individuals have a constitutional right to carry firearms in public for self-defense. The so-called loser pays requirement would produce a chilling effect that would hinder state residents from suing to vindicate their legal rights because they would fear having to pay potentially huge lawyer fees, Benitez said, agreeing with Second Amendment advocates. I can't think of anything more tyrannical, said Benitez, who was appointed by President George W. Bush. Benitez previously ruled against California laws targeting gun ownership. His defense of the Second Amendment has earned him the nickname Saint Benitez among gun rights activists. In June 2021, the judge found that California's Assault Weapons Control Act of 1989, which prohibited so-called assault weapons such as the popular AR-15 rifle in the state, ran afoul of the Second Amendment. Weeks later, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit put his ruling on hold. And in March 2019, Benitez found that the state's ban on large-capacity magazines included in Proposition 63 was unconstitutional. In the case at hand, the judge said he wouldn't prevent the rest of the statute from coming into force, leaving intact provisions that prohibit the sale of certain so-called assault weapons and a ban on guns lacking serial numbers. The California gun law relies on a novel enforcement mechanism inspired by a Texas law enacted last year that crowdsourced abortion enforcement, giving individuals the right to sue over alleged violations of the state's fetal heartbeat abortion law. The law allows for someone who helped a woman obtain an unlawful abortion by driving her to a clinic to be sued. Newsom argued that the Texas abortion law is unconstitutional, but said if the U.S. Supreme Court upholds it, then his state will rely on the same enforcement mechanism to target Second Amendment protections. The U.S. Supreme Court refused a request to block the Texas law and on December 10, 2021, issued a complex procedural ruling in Whole Woman's Health v. Jackson, remanding the case to a lower court. Then in June, the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the 1973 precedent that held abortion was a constitutional right, leading to a flurry of activity in state legislatures and legal challenges to abortion laws in courts across the nation. In court on December 16, Benitez chided lawyers for the state of California who said the state doesn't intend to enforce the legal fees rules unless the Texas law survives legal scrutiny. We're not in a kindergarten sandbox. It's not about mommy, he did this to me so I should be able to do this to him, Benitez reportedly said. Lawyer Joshua Dale, who represents a San Diego area gun club that's involved in the lawsuit, told Benitez that the law would put undue pressure on would-be litigants. I'm terrified of this law, Dale said in court, according to AP. It would be absolutely devastating to pay the state's attorney fees. I've got kids. I've got a mortgage. I could never pay $50,000 or $100,000 without emptying my 401 account. The Epoch Times reached out repeatedly to both sides for comment. Bradley Benbrook and Stephen DiVerne, attorneys for the California gun law challengers and lawyers for the state, Elizabeth K. Watson and Thomas A. Willis, didn't reply as of press time. The California Gun Rights Foundation, which is fighting the law, also didn't reply to a request for comment.